So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, and welcome back to another episode of Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and clear, as I do every week at this time. So what I want to talk to you about starting off here, let me go ahead and get this window closed down here. Let's start off with Donald Trump, because we are still in the government shutdown. It's still going good and strong. He has dug his heels in. He is not going to cave. He is not giving in. And he has a lot of support from the GOP, as much as they are hesitant to say it. And at the last count, it looked like there were 7 Democrats who were actually changing their position on this and indicating that they might actually vote for the wall should that vote come up. So that's very encouraging. What we have here at the same time is a guy by the name of Tom Steyer, and he's a billionaire, he's a progressive out of California, and his plan is to run all these ads and get Trump impeached, not just voted out of office, but actually impeached, and then he has a plan to clean up Trump's so-called mess. Well, I'd like to know the legality of that. How can a person who is not a politician run a campaign to impeach a president? And when I say a campaign, I don't mean a political campaign. I mean acting as a PAC whose sole purpose is to impeach the president. Now, I'm going to play this commercial that he's running because this thing's airing in a lot of caucus states that are going to be going early, like Iowa. And I want you to listen to what he actually has to say. Because this is scary, folks. This is what we're running into. Now, he hasn't confirmed or denied whether he's actually going to run for president yet. That's coming out very, very soon, whether he's going to make a decision. And I feel fairly certain that he is. Because the Democrats know that no matter who they appoint, if it's a politician, they have no choice. Or, I'm sorry, no chance whatsoever of winning against Trump. Their only hope would be to put somebody in who is the progressives' equivalent to Donald Trump, and that would be someone like this Jew, Steyer. So let me go ahead and run this commercial for you so you can hear exactly what this guy is planning and what they're thinking.
The question isn't whether he should be impeached anymore. He's the most corrupt president in American history, and we all know it. The question now is, how fast can we move past this president so we can build a more just and prosperous future? Please join the more than 6.5 million Americans who are demanding action now, because there's nothing more powerful than the unified voice of the American people. Together, we will make this happen.
Need to impeach is responsible for the content of this ad.
So what do you think of that, folks? We're getting into some really dangerous ground here. Now, as you heard in there, supposedly 6.5 million people have already signed this petition, which I really don't believe. But he says, I think that he is the most corrupt president in American history. He's very destructive to our country and to the American people. Getting rid of him is a statement that we believe in the rule of law and in civil society. Well, it's actually backwards. I mean, that's what America was like under the dictatorship of Barack Insane Obama. Donald Trump is not corrupt. Obama was corrupt. Clinton was corrupt. Both Bushes were corrupt. Donald Trump is doing his best and his damnedest to return this nation to what it once was. Now, this need to impeach was a group that was founded by Steyer in October of 2017. And he is, like, he's going to air these things in the early primary caucus states. Now, this is Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. Now, that may change and end up being more, but at least that's where he's starting right now. And the whole idea is to try and persuade the legislators to remove Donald Trump from office. And this is despite the potential for social and political upheaval. Now that I just read right out of this article. They actually said in this article, despite the potential for social and political upheaval, they know what's coming down the pike, folks. They know if they try this, what's going to happen. So they're doing everything that they can to try and convince everybody ahead of time and kind of make like a little cushion so that it really doesn't strike. Now he goes on to say, no one wants this. It isn't based on policy distinctions. This is based on the idea that he is corrupt, that he is a threat to the country, that he has both met the criteria to be impeached, bull, clearly and overwhelmingly, bull, but also that it's urgent to get him out of office because he's so destructive to the country, bull. He's only destructive to the progressives and their twisted logic and their twisted ways of thinking. Now, this guy is a former hedge fund manager, and he's the founder of the investment firm Farallon Capital Management. And he pledged in 2010 to donate at least half of his wealth to charity. Keep in mind, this is a billionaire. 2 years later, he turned away from the private sector to devote himself to promoting environmental causes. And in the 2018 midterms, he spent roughly $120 million in support of Democratic candidates and on an ambitious campaign to register millions of young voters, probably illegal aliens, across the country and motivate them to go to the polls. Wow. Now, since that time, he's worked to lay out a platform for a post-Trump era, and this includes his five steps for restoring American democracy. They include the right to an equal vote, the right to clean air and clean water, the right to a free quality public education, the right to earn a living wage, and the right to universal health care. All socialist issues. This guy is dangerous, folks. This guy really is what they're claiming Donald Trump to be. This is really, really scary. There's a little bit more in this article, but nothing really as I'm scrolling through it. Here's another quote from him as he continues. Right now, just as an example of the urgency question, he is holding America hostage, trying to fulfill an extremely expensive and foolish campaign promise that even the Republicans don't support. His answer is basically, I'm going to make Americans suffer until you give in to me because I want it, even though no one else thinks it's intelligent. That's a scary mentality, folks. And you just got to understand that in this day and age, let me just click out of this before I really go berserk here. In this day and age, this is the entitlement that these people seem to think that they have. A right to free healthcare, a right to a free post-high school education, the right to a fair living wage. No, hey, look. If all you can do is flip burgers at McDonald's, you don't deserve $15 an hour for that, okay? That's what the market will hold. Now, let me tell you something about wages. My youngest sister, I call her my little sister. She's actually 12 years older than me. but she's the youngest of my three older siblings, so I call her my little sister. Very, very intelligent woman, and she has degrees in writing, and she's just very good. And the way the economy has been in the Northeast for the past decade, she finally lost her job a couple years ago, couldn't get another one. She finally got something part-time where she's working 3 days a week for $11 an hour, folks, for that kind of a professional copywriter. $11 an hour. $11 an hour is crap money here in North Carolina, much less the state of Connecticut. That would be equivalent to $5 an hour here, or even less. I'm making $23 an hour. Throw newspapers out the window, for Christ's sake. And this woman with her degrees can only get a part-time job making $11 an hour? Well, see, that is the result of socialism. Connecticut is a socialist state. She needs to wake up one morning and realize that she and her husband need to sell that expensive Victorian house that they're living in, get the hell out of Connecticut, and move down south where the standard of living is still somewhat bearable. The more that I look at what's going on, and particularly what I just relayed to you about people fleeing these high-tax states from these socialist states like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, I think what you're going to start to see here is really a balkanization of the United States. And not the way that we would have thought a few years ago, because a few years ago we were kind of convinced that the United States would splinter into racially segregated areas. The whites would be in one location, the blacks would be in another, Hispanics would be in another, maybe Asians might have their own little place somewhere, doubt that, but that's what we were kind of looking at. But now, more and more, I don't think, if this happens, that it's going to be racially divided, because there are so many blacks that are opening their eyes to how the liberals have been screwing them over the years, that a lot of them now are becoming Republicans. They're running for Republican seats, and they're starting to realize what happened. The same thing with Hispanics who have come here legally. And I've told you this before, folks. My friend Roberto, that listens to this show, came here from the Dominican Republic. He went to Canada first, then he came to the U.S. from Canada. He's been an American citizen for decades. And I remember having a conversation with him in his driveway after I'd had a really, really disastrous run for public office back in the early 2000s. And he was a little suspicious of me because he believed everything was in the media that he'd seen on television and read in the papers. But his wife really liked me. We were very good friends. So he started talking to me, and we started talking, and he realized that I wasn't, you know, this monster that I'd been made out to be in the media. And I realized that he wasn't like what I was familiar with the illegals. And I said, it's got to frustrate you that you came here legally and these people sneak across the border and get all this stuff for nothing. And he said, yes. So you see, those who have come here legally are not in league with those who come here illegally. So again, this is where the racial lines are getting more and more blurred. If we do balkanize, you're going to end up with the Northeast blue, California, possibly Oregon blue, and pretty much the rest of the country being red. And I could actually see us being split up into, say, New England, New York and New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware as its own country, California as its own country. And I think that if this does happen, California will secede first. And then you'll have the rest of the country. And then we just need to build fences or walls around the free country and let them destroy each other. But if you think about it, folks, where do we really need a wall? Even more than across the southern border. Right around Washington, D.C. to build a big, beautiful wall around the District of Columbia, lock all those scumbag politicians up inside of it, and let them rot.
It's Tommy Freedom.
It's been a while since I recorded a public service announcement or a commercial spoof that was humorous. Been so busy with all this political garbage here lately that haven't really had time to really have fun. I mean, I did a little bit for the Christmas show when Santa stopped by, but I hadn't really put anything together in a while. So over the weekend, I put together a public service announcement for you. And let's just kind of cool the political climate that I got going on right now. Well, I'll get back into that afterwards, but for right now, here's just something to lighten the mood a little bit. This is a public service announcement coming at you from Confederate County, Alabama. Oops, just looking at the time here, George is reminding me it's time for a break. I gotta take a quick break. When I come back, then I'll go ahead and run the PSA. Hold tight.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the nights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. That's a dramatic bumper in. All right, so had to take the break there. Here actually is the public service announcement coming to you from Confederate County, Alabama. Let's try this again.
This is Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter of Confederate County, Alabama, with a pubic. I'm sorry, that would be a public service announcement, otherwise known as a PSA. See, we here in Confederate County want you to come and visit our beautiful county and patronize our antique mall, but we want you to feel safe and secure. So drive slow and see our beautiful county, or drive fast and see our beautiful jail. Now, if you see some of our expensive blue strobe lights in your mirror, please immediately pull to the side of the road. If an officer approaches your vehicle and says, "You didn't hit the throttle, boy," well, you're pretty much fucked. So do what he says. Chances are, you'll be out of our work farm in no more than 10 to 15 years with good behavior. Even less if you slip me a couple of grand on the sly. Oh, and don't come around here saying things like, "That's not how we do it up north." Because we don't give a shit what you did up north. You're in Confederate County now, boy. You do things our way. You see, that's the problem we have with Yankees down here. What we have here is failure to communicate. Don't come here acting all cool hand Luke shit in my county. If you're a damn Yankee, come here and spend your money and then get the hell out. Now, while you're here in Confederate County, be sure and get some local honey. Don't be fooled by them guys over in Guilford County either. Their honeys are named Sourwood, Goldenrod, and Peach Blossom. Here in Confederate County, we have the real thing. Our honey has names like Daisy, Inez, and Thelma Lou. So come on down here to Confederate County, Alabama, and spend some money. This has been Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter with a pubic... Damn it! A public service announcement.
For Dixie!
So there was our little bit of humor for the day. Get back to the politics at hand now. And I'm going to stick here with the wall for now. Because this issue is so vital to our national security, folks. It really is. And people are digging in on both sides. And like I indicated to you before the break, there are a lot of Democrats now that are really starting to turn around because they are getting contacted by their constituents who understand that it is Chuck and Nancy who are responsible for this, not Donald Trump. Oh, what do you think about Trump's comments last week, folks, where he said the Chinese were actually someone he would rather do business with the Chinese than with Chuck and Nancy because Chuck and Nancy were so irresponsible? Oh, that was just priceless, priceless, priceless. Even Senator Lindsey Graham of our adjoining state of South Carolina, who typically we refer to as Lindsey Grahamnesty because of his support for illegal aliens coming over here and getting amnesty. Rhino, Republican in name only. I mean, even he has been actually saying some Republican-like things over the past few weeks. And he's actually encouraging Donald Trump to take executive action, declare the border a national emergency, and reappropriate funds that Congress has already voted on and approved for disaster situations. Now, let's go back even further to that, folks. Do you remember when, under Barack Obama, Congress voted for money for a border wall that was never put up? Where the hell did that money go? It's still there. There's billions of dollars that was appropriated to put for a border wall. I want to know where it went, who's sitting on it, who spent it on welfare and food stamps. I want that money back, and I want it back on the border where it belongs, in the form of a wall. This is our country, and we have a right to preserve it. Now, yes, I understand there are some people who are a little upset in Texas because it may cross their property and take a little bit of their property away, but for God's sakes, folks, this is the security of our nation. That's what eminent domain was originally implemented for. Yeah, we've used it for interstates and more recently for Home Depots and shopping malls, which is not right. But if there is any place where eminent domain should be used, it is along our southern border. I'm sorry that you're going to lose a few acres of land. But first of all, you should have never bought land that was right on the border anyway. That was just dumb. And second of all, there are a hell of a lot more Americans who need this wall than you need a few precious acres of land. Let's pay them twice what it's worth. Let's do that. Or even better, tell you what. Let's go across the other side and seize the land from Mexico's side of the wall, or the border, and build the wall there. Build it in Mexico. It's their problem. We should make them pay for it. And that would be a way to do it. Seize the property and build the damn wall. Got about 4 minutes left here. Let's go ahead and finish this off on a non-political issue. Now, you know, from time to time when I deal with companies and I deal with our customer service, I will come on here at the end of the show and talk to you about my experience with their customer service. Sometimes there could be an issue where I've had a product that was shipped incorrectly, or I felt that it didn't work properly and they would get back in touch with me. It would always get worked out. I actually have yet to deal with a company where I got customer no service. They always came through. Well, I dealt with a company a couple weeks ago. I placed an order for some exotic wood, and I got a very nice email wanting to know how pleased I was with their service. Was there anything that they could do? I thought that was really nice. I mean, you get this from Amazon, but that's because they want you to rate your order or your purchase so that they can get ranking points or some nonsense like that. But my dad, I've told you, turns wooden bowls, and I've got him in a couple of nice galleries, one of which is actually a very, very high-end gallery up on the lake. It's one of the premier galleries in the country. And they know that I do good work as well, too, so if I come up with an idea for something they don't have, then they, of course, just jump on it, and they make space in the gallery for it. And case in point here is that I am making canes. They wanted canes. Nobody wanted to make canes for them. So I'm making a bunch of prototypes, some that are freeform, and then I'm making four that use the brass eagle heads. And I wanted to run four different types of wood on these prototypes to see how they went over. So I could not find anything locally. Yeah, I found a local woodworking place. I found walnut and I found mahogany, but I had to go online to find what I really wanted. So I ended up getting three dowels, 3/4 inch diameter. One was Padauk, one was black walnut, one was purple heart, and one was rosewood. So I placed the order, got everything in, and they'll be beautiful canes when they're done. But the fact that they took the time to actually send me the email, I thought that was really, really cool. Let me tell you, first of all, this company's called Bell Forest Products, and let me see if I can pronounce the name correctly, from Ishpeming, I'm not really sure, Michigan. Anyway, if you're into woodworking, check these guys out. Here's what they actually sent me. "Hello, Tommy. Thank you for your recent order from Bell Forest Products. We hope that your order went smoothly and that you are satisfied with our products and service. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact us. As always, we'd love to see any pictures of your finished products and we'll show them off on our website, with your permission, of course. We wish you the best of luck on your projects and we hope to hear from you again." Wow, what do you think of that, folks? Have you ever gotten a follow-up email like that from another company before? Because I certainly haven't. I thought that was really, really cool. So I just wanted to float that out there. I am almost out of time. But as always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may drop me a line here at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.
Second, have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over? I don't, I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.